St. Chronix Beyond. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Sean from Chesterfield Home Depot store.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I had a lady who had not too bad. Okay. I had a lady who had an install today, and she got like a robocall saying they would be there at sometime today between like 8 and 4. I mean, y'all 4 and 8. And no one showed up. So she was calling me today to find out why no one showed up. And she, I guess you can't call the number back because it's a robocall number that called her. So I don't know if you have a way of looking up to see if they just got pushed on back order or something.
Okay. You said this is you're with Best Buy?
I'm with Home Depot.
Okay. Well, what's the customer's telephone number with the area code?
Yes, it's 314-413-7635.
Okay, just a second. Okay, it's going to take a second for it to upload.
Yeah. And so there was like two work orders for it. It looks like one for the 16th and one for the 19th. But I know there's been like a lot of issues as far as like a lot of installs building up and with the weather and everything like that. So I didn't know if she got rescheduled or if it's some, you know, or somebody's actually still out there or whatever, because of course, she waited till 8 p.m., and then she called me, so.
Okay. Okay, I'm still waiting for it to come up. Just a second.
Okay. I was about to say, if that don't work, I got PO numbers and addresses and Home Depot order number too. So.
Okay. And could you verify the customer's first and last name?
Yeah, it's M-E-L-I-S-S-A. F-E-H-R, so Melissa R, I guess.
Okay, and could you verify the address?
Yeah, 120 Conway Cove Drive, Chesterfield, Missouri, 63017.
Okay. And what is the item?
It looks like a dishwasher.
Okay, it says Holloway Building Standard. Okay, it doesn't have dishwasher spelled out.
Yeah, the one I'm looking at has a PO number to this one that has it says the optional labor purchase was a dishwasher for $139, and then there was an install markdown to meet. To take care of the customer. Yes, so it was,
okay, we don't have that all on the work order. Let me see what's going on. Okay, we're on the schedule.
Yep. So, and I see here in the work order why it might look weird, because I'm looking here. I'm pretty sure you're saying the same thing. After the customer's contact info, it says merchandise to be installed, and it had no merchandise selected. It said merchandise will arrive at site via the following labor of a dishwasher install. So, like, it has that they're installing the dishwasher, but it didn't have anything selected to install. You know, so it looks like they just put the install on and selected a labor. Yeah, and then went from there.
Okay, that's whoever sent over the sent over this work order from Home Depot, because we don't actually generate the work order. It's generated by Home Depot. So
it's generated by us. That's the reason why it might have popped up that way, is that it looks like we didn't select a merchandise to be installed. We just had just selected like to set up a dishwasher.
That's how I look on the work order here. It's just a hallway built-in standard appliance, and it says service package appliance Holloway.
Yeah.
So I don't even think this a legitimate work order.
Yeah. And she said she got a robocall from somebody saying that they would be there today. So I don't know if that's, it just generates that.
I think that's just a generate. I think that's just a generated call. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I assume too.
I don't, I can try trying to reach out to the, check office, but I don't know if they're there at this time of the evening. But hold for just a second. Let me see what they have on, if they answer, see what they have on their work order. Hold for just a second.